This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Well, welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, and I'm Aldana Ambler. And each week, this is a peer-to-peer program where we are focused on companies between $20 and $200 million. And most of you are obsessed with trying to get to $1 billion. So this is an interesting audience, and it's interesting guests. There's no consultants and authors and academicians, you know, that a lot of radio programs and online programs have. This is interviews with people who are the real deal. So, you know, some weeks I interview people who are doing their business through geographic expansion. Sometimes it's through an equity deal. Sometimes it's through they had a real product innovation and they were really good at the product development cycle. There's a lot of ways to grow a business. And I'd like to take a moment because there's been a number of people who have been emailing me lately and asking a little more about me, which is kind of interesting. Maybe I get so excited about the guests sometimes. I don't do that. Today we're talking about taking chance, you know, looking at the marketplace and noticing patterns of where, you know, something's changed in an industry. And, you know, it used to work that way, but it may, you know, it's not necessarily going to work the same in the next couple of years. And a couple of people get together, maybe somebody with vision, somebody with experience, somebody with a great reputation gets together and partners with people who have money, people who are looking for opportunities, and they do something about it. They take action. They don't just say, the market's changing, and I wonder what we're going to do. You know, this show really focuses, my program almost every week focuses on folks taking action. But today's topic is really reading the marketplace for something that's changing. That there is an opportunity, you know, other somebody else's problem that they just complain about. How can you leverage your background, leverage your skill, find the right people that you need to deal with? Sometimes they just happen to have money. Sometimes they just happen to have expertise. Sometimes they happen to be your friend. There's a lot of ways these things happen. So it's a combined topic today around analyzing the market. You follow what I'm saying? And looking for resources that are complementary to your own, taking action so that you're ahead of the competition. You've done something about it. That is not as easy as it sounds. So now let me loop this back to when people say, you know, Donna, you don't say enough about your background. I mean, why do you deserve to be a host of this show? Why are you called the growth strategist? I guess I hesitate to do that because it's like I'm going to sit here and brag about me or sound like I'm advertising a business. Let me tell you why I do this show. I've been a growth strategist now for 36 years. I specialize in companies that want to be on the Inc. 500 list, which has become the Inc. 1000, 5000. I mean, they really changed it a little bit, but you know what I mean. The ones who want to grow at exponential rates, the companies that want 100%, 200%, 300% growth. Now think about that. 36 years specializing in ambitious, bright, in a hurry people. Not everybody seeks that out. So you know I'm a little crazy. Right? You gotta know I'm nuts. Because to run alongside the people who are the guests on this program and the people who have been my 800 clients over the years, my clients, to want to run alongside those racing trains and say, oh, this way, just to kind of have them avoid hitting the tunnel, or, look, here's things up ahead I can see, reading the market, that if you can do that quickly, it'll probably save you a lot of grief. And the expertise becomes things like, all right, guys, I know you're tripling and you're worried about how are you going to find all the people. And you have more locations than you thought you were going to have. And your cash is an issue. I mean, there's some predictable patterns to companies that are truly ambitious, reading the market and wanting to do something different. They have so much change they're dealing with. That one of the key things that's happened over the years that I enjoy is how you take that to-do list of, I mean, it gets huge. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm talking the peers, remember? The people listening and the guests, you're the same, and me, this is peer to peer to peer. Our to-do lists are insane. So, you know, the money list starts it. What are we doing with the credit? What are we doing with the cash? What are we doing with the capital? What are we doing? We've got this going on all the time, and it's faster and faster. What are we, how are we going to make sure we know about succession? How are we going to keep that key CFO who we know we took so long to get? One of the key things I would remind you on how to stay centered, if you are focused on the marketplace, dynamics, about where things are headed two years out, you'll have a chance to be ahead of your competitors. You'll be, when people are whining about and crying about, I always like to look for what people are complaining about, where their pain points are now, where they're just disgusted with the customer service in that industry, or they're just so fed up with how it currently runs. Let the rest of the world whine and complain. My kind of clients, my kind of guests, my kind of listeners for 36 years have been the ones that say, you know what? There's got to be a better way. Focus on that. Stay centered in that. Stay centered in what the marketplace is saying. What are they worried about? What are they? What is they? You know, what is the consumer? What are the business, depending on your, whether or not you're a consumer company or you're a business-to-business company, you hear that? Whatever everybody else is whining about and doesn't think they can handle and complaining about and, you know, fuss. There's your hint. That's an opportunity. And you could get ahead of it. And it takes looking at your strengths, finding complementary people to take with you, along with you on the journey. And then it takes looking at your to-do lists and constantly reprioritizing them. It takes saying, okay, all right, I know the money list that we were dealing with is rapid. Okay, do the Pareto analysis, do the, you know, what are the two, you know, the 80-20 rule kind of thing. In all our money issues, what are we leading with and what are we following with? Is our strategy with money that we're going to be leading with cash flow management? Are we experts at cash management, squeezing out the money and moving it and making sure we can afford stuff when other people can't? Or is that not one of our strengths and we don't know what we're doing there? That's not a strength. Okay, maybe your strength in money management is you know how to find just the right venture capital company and you know how to work with people about, you know, that understand ROI matters and you know how to find partners. And that might be your strategy. Okay, in money, okay, just focusing on money for just a second. Okay, maybe your strength, I'm going to sound like Jim Collins. I'm going to sound like a couple of other people you might be reading, I hope. Leading with your strengths when you take on a new market, when you try to be ahead of somebody else, when you go for exponential growth is an extremely important point. And when you get overwhelmed, and we do, and when your staff does, or when your management team seems to touch over their head, because of course, if you're boldly going where no one's gone before, kind of like they say in Star Trek, why would they always know what they're doing? It's not even reasonable to expect. So having that tone of voice, having that, okay, cool, all right, let's go over what's the to-do list, what are some of the key things? How do we stay in balance? This is a word I want you to hear. Managing the momentum of your company comes from being centered. So let me kind of go through this again. If you are a person who wants to have exponential growth, you start with looking at the market dynamics to look for things people are complaining about or don't seem to be working very well. Most of your competition will be staying stuck, fretting about it, tweaking it, trying to improve it a little. You get ahead because you say there must be a better way, number one. Number two. Focus on your strengths and say, what do I have that I can lead with? And especially on things like money. If you're really good at cash, you lead with cash. If you're really good with credit, you lead with credit. Figure out your strengths. Third, look for complementary partners so that you can add depth to what you're doing. And then you look for key people so that you have, you know, depth to what you're trying to do. And you look at the to-do list because expect they're going to lose their center. I love the word, you've got to be centered. People can do a lot of things when they're centered. Now, I'm going to break in a few minutes to introduce two gentlemen. Actually, there's a third that's involved, but he's not with us today. He's busy. these gentlemen looked at the advertising market, and they saw some stuff that just isn't working in that marketplace, and they read it, and they leveraged, okay, some skill, and they found each other. They found, you know, really complementary talents and resources, did something about it, accomplished something extremely exciting. They're not even close to being done. Okay, the momentum on this is wonderful. And the reason that I want you to listen to Stan Rapp and Jonathan Barnes when they come on the line in a few minutes is that they did what I just talked about. Read the market. Look for other people's complaints about what's wrong. Let everybody else complain about it. You focus on your strengths to say, how could it be done better? Find complementary people around you so that you can have leverage. Then when your executive team has a to-do list that is insane, and it will be, you reprioritize frequently to make sure that you're always centered. Now, go back to the fact that you wanted to know more about me. And why would I deserve to do a radio program talking to you? In the 36 years I've been in business, I started with $276 and an unemployed husband. Now, this is a female. Think about 36 years ago. That's not so easy. And in the years, the consulting business grew to 123 full-time consultants, international, and it was, and what we did, that's very unusual. Anybody that's been through this journey, very unusual. Six offices and went through what's called an ESOP, an employee buyout. That was a way for me to retain top talent, have the continuity of the business, keep people involved, and leverage it to create other companies. So we launched, I created another, a venture capital company. I now am an intermediary helping these growth clients find money. I took it and created a third business and got into, I'm a part owner of a manufacturing plant in Hong Kong. Then leveraged that. I got into professional speaking. I have been doing an average of like 50 speeches a year, every year for 25 years. Leveraged that and got into some other investments. On average, each year, I am a major owner of six companies minimum. That's the portfolio. Now, it's not like a lot of my clients who have 63 companies. I'm not saying I'm Donald Trump. Think about, though, who's on the line that you're listening to manage six businesses. Listen to my questions of these gentlemen. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. I'll be right back.
All we talk about is money. Call us toll-free, 866-472-5790, and talk to the experts. We talk money all the time. Voice America Business.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast-growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
When you have a stroke, you may not even notice it right away. But then, time passes, and the symptoms get worse. One minute you feel fine, and the next, your speech could be slurred or not make sense. One side of your body might become numb. You might see double. You drop the TV remote because you can't hold up your arm. That's because, after a stroke, every minute you don't get help, is another minute that your brain is being starved of oxygen. The warning signs of a stroke include sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, sudden trouble seeing, speaking, or understanding. If you experience any of these warning signs, call 911 immediately, because time lost is brain lost. Visit strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE today. A public service announcement from the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business, Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the program. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about reading the market to look for opportunities where everybody else is just kind of whining or taking it for granted. Leveraging strengths, looking for partners to complement what you do, and doing something about it. And that's where exponential growth will come. So, hey, I got to find people that are doing it, right? Can't just talk about it. So I found... we have two guests today, but I'm going to start with Stan Rapp, if we don't mind. Jonathan, right? We'll do Stan first.
Please.
Okay. We have two gentlemen on the line with me, and let me tell you a little bit about Stan, and then I'd like to have him help me, because I am looking forward to meeting you in person. I've just talked to you on the phone, and I've just read about you, and I'm going, I have to meet this guy.
I look forward to that.
Yeah. So, Stan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. You know, I'm going to start with... You know, Stan is one of these guys who's an industry leader, and he's in the prestigious Hall of Fame for the U.S. Direct Marketing Association. Okay, so like, you know, you can't just get that. You have to have done something significant. And he'd been admitted to the Freedom of City of London as Freeman of British Worshipful Company of Marketers. Now, I don't know what that means, but I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, now this is an international player, okay? When Advertising Age magazine writes about people and the Advertising Club of New York lists their 101 stars. You follow what I'm saying, folks? I don't want you bored, but you go on, you go Google this name and you start reading about anything in direct marketing, Stan Rapp's name comes up. You get it? I can read the whole thing here, but I do want to know a couple things, because not everybody gets in the DMA Hall of Fame. I just want to know a little bit. Stan, what got you into direct marketing in the first place? Just kind of career-wise, if you don't mind, how did you get into that?
That's a good question. I got into it by getting out of school and deciding I was going to be a journalist and finding out that that wasn't perhaps the best way to go in terms of a career at the time, and decided, gee, maybe a copywriter would make sense. Advertising seemed like an interesting place at that time.
Wasn't. What years are you talking about?
Oh, we're back in the late 50s.
Well, see, now, advertising was hot. There's even new television programs showing how hot advertising agencies, that new concept in merchandising and the idea of a focus group being new.
That's right. why not be one of the madmen?
You were one of the madmen. Oh, okay, now we know who you are.
but
see,
actually,
now, then, your journey, Stan, I mean, my gosh, you've done 5 books, right? And you're the CEO of Rapp Collins.
So what I did was write a letter and sent it out to a number of agencies.
Yeah.
In that letter, it's kind of interesting because I said there were 5 words that never go out of style. And that always motivate the consumer, and those words, as I remember them, some of them were, of course, you,
yeah,
sale, sex, bargain, and so on.
I got it.
It's interesting that 50 years later, they're still out there.
Isn't that amazing? And nowadays we've gotten a little bit immune to the word freak because we don't trust it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Thank you.
Yeah, it used to be one of the five words, but
free,
now everybody knows nothing is free and they get suspicious.
No, free never goes out of style.
No. Now, for the journey, for people listening to this, we're not talking about what he did in 1950.
So
we're talking about a recent deal. Now, Stan, don't be embarrassed. How old are you now?
At any rate...
How old are you now, Stan?
82.
That's what I thought. Okay. So here we are. I have a guy on the phone with this incredible record, okay, of accomplishments. CEO of company, revenue over $550 million was one of his small accomplishments. And then fairly recently, we are not talking about a guy who's 30 years old. Recent thing he did that put him on this show. You're going to have to tell me how old you were when you started this. He looks at the advertising industry. Now tell me if I'm doing this right. He looks at the advertising industry and he says, it has changed so much over the years. I mean, gosh, he starts in the 50s and then looks at the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. This is a lot of experience with this. And he says, it's still screwed up. It still can change. The man is gonna be 80 years old and he still says, I'm going to do something about it. Is anybody else impressed besides me? Hello? Okay, so what did you do? What did you notice, Stan, that said you had to do something still? You didn't coast. You didn't retire. What did you see that was worth you getting excited about?
Well, first, retire is one of the dirty words out there that
I knew it. You don't know how.
Get out of the language. And the boomers are now facing the fact that to retire is to give up very often.
Yep.
Give up the very thing you love to do the most.
Oh, it gives them their fuel.
That's right. So why give it up?
It fuels your soul.
Absolutely. And just to go back to that letter very quickly.
Yes.
It got me into an agency, and the first assignment they gave me was for a small company that was starting up a selling books by mail called Mail Order then. So I happened to get that to do, and I wrote the first ad for that company that they ever ran.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about exponential growth. Within 3 years, in those days they called it Copy Contact, working with that company,
yes,
they became the largest retailer of books in America. And so I found myself entranced by direct marketing.
Yeah.
And went on from there to partner with Tom Collins. And in 65, we launched Rap Collins,
yep,
which today is the largest marketing services company in the world with,
yep,
$550 million in billings.
See, folks, now, if as you're listening to this, okay, he's been busy for a long time. Everything he does, you know, he's got the golden touch. So now here's where I want to update. I just because the show's not, you know, a few hours long, I'd like to have you on all day, frankly. What happened recently? Because you had to find Halyard Capital. You created something called Engage, if I'm saying it right. And we're going to talk about that today in the show. I want to know, what did you see, Stan, in the advertising industry? It must have been in what, the year around the year 2000?
That's right.
Okay. What did you see?
After my 7 years at McCann in about 2003,
right,
I looked around and not only what I saw, but A.G. Lafley, chairman, CEO of Procter & Gamble, was saying, we need to reinvent how we market to consumers.
Why? What'd you see? What told you that?
Well, everything, mostly the emerging new media that we now take for granted. It's amazing. 10 years ago, we didn't live by the Internet. We didn't live by the cell phone.
Now it runs our lives.
It's all happened. It's all happened so fast.
Oh, it's amazing.
And it has turned the advertising industry on its ear.
Yep.
The traditional agencies try to hold on to the old model, but the old model is crumbling.
Yes.
Wow. What if we, that is I and a partner that has the capital to make it happen,
mm-hmm,
could build a new model in the agency world that is ready for this new era?
Now, you're going to be embarrassed again, but I'm going to ask you again, because there's a subtext to this whole show. One of the things that stops companies from growing past $20 million or $50 million is that the guy, only 2% of the companies over $1 million are owned by women. I'm a real unique case. I'm one of the 2%ers, and it's unusual. So I'm going to say guy. I'm not trying to be sexist, but okay. One of the things that stops them is they hit a point feeling successful, and they start to coast, and they stop looking at the market dynamics. Stan, you were 80 or something like that, 70-something at least. You already had, run a company that was revenue over 550. You won all these awards. What did you care whether or not the advertising industry was screwed up? Why did you care?
That's interesting, because it really grows out of my direct marketing heritage.
Mm-hmm.
All those years when I saw advertising that did not ask for a response from the people it was directed at,
yep.
I was counseling marketers that the way to build a brand is to have a direct relationship with the marketplace.
And everything was becoming more indirect, like you call and you'd get the machines and everybody talking to you on the phone. Emails that people are doing broadcast, and dear whoever. Things were becoming pretty impersonal, huh?
No, they're becoming more personal than ever. Just take a look at MySpace. Just take a look at Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just take a look at YouTube.
Now they are, but when you were really looking at what you were doing, there was this impersonalization that was going on.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
right.
You're absolutely right. In the 80s and the 90s.
Yes.
Before this new age of engagement came along,
yeah.
And we got the new technology that has made it possible for my dream to come true.
Yeah.
My dream has always been a more responsible advertising, a more responsive advertising.
There's
one that
the answer.
Starts with where people are and enables consumers to live a better life by showing them how they can find what they need for that better life.
See, now there's the answer. Stan, you just helped the audience. Now think about who you're talking to. There are people who are working so hard, and they cannot save their life mission like you just did. What they've been doing is trying to hit 20 million or trying to hit 50 million, and that's not what it's about, is it? You've been looking for the better answer for people to have a better life and have the advertising industry serve them better. You had a marvelous articulate sentence there. That's why, at almost 80 years old, you were ready to take on the world. And now at the next segment, we're going to talk about what you did. The subtext of this that Stan was not expecting is I am saying to you subtly as listeners, okay, all right, 40-year-old guys, and you think that you're tired? That renewal, if you have a vision, and you stop talking about how much money you're making. Did you hear it?
Thank you.
Okay. At the break, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about who we went and found to come play with him on his journey. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back.
Money, money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888- ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Have you ever had a bad day and wish someone could come along and change it at the flip of a switch? Do you dream of living the life of wealth, great relationships, and the perfect job, but don't know where to start? Then tune into The Winner's Attitude with corporate trainers, motivators, authors, and hosts Jeff and Val G. No difficult strategies or complicated keys. Jeff and Val present a powerful and effective technology to switch your operating system to create the most amazing life. It has been said that winners have simply formed the habit of doing amazing things. Winners know how to activate that switch, and so can you. The Winner's Attitude with Jeff and Val G. Broadcast each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. The Winner's Attitude. Switch me on.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Internet's only all business and financial radio network, Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about reading a market and looking for your strengths, finding people who have complementary skills, and taking action. And I don't care how old you are, the reason, because you will be young if you have a vision, you have a mission that is much larger. It's about the marketplace. It's not about how much money or how many dollars your company is. Get it? And when people, you know, get lost in that, they lose it. And just to sneak something in before I introduce our next guest, I've had some experience with this, with each of my transactions. There was one that happened because I wanted to have experience with owning something on the other side of the world where I could really learn how to be a chairman of the board owner and not have to be the operator. And I wanted it to be things instead of people because, let me tell you, you know, running a large consultancy, it's like herding cats. It's not easy. I wanted the experience because if we're advisors of rapidly growing companies on a global basis, if I could be participating, learn how to truly be a board member, chairman of the board, etc. Now, to make a long story short, think about it. If that's one of your goals, what's something you want to learn how to do, who do you look to? How do you talk? You open up. You start saying. You suggest to the world, this is what I'm looking for, here's what I'm noticing, who do you know, and you start that networking. So that behavior, that led to my being a one-third owner of an existing manufacturing plant with 365 employees, and I only had to pony up $5,000. Now think about that. Just let that sink in. Your networking skills and leveraging your abilities and looking for complementary talents, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you're always going to have to run out of money. You're always going to have to scare yourself. How are you ever going to fit this in? Feel it? So I want to know the story of how did Halyard Capital and Stan Rapp come together. Now, this is this part of the story we're going to have to get from Jonathan Barnes. Jonathan, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Now, did Stan find you? Well, first of all, I'll back up and tell me, what is Halyard Capital?
Sure. Aldana, Halyard Capital is a New York-based middle-market private equity fund that focuses only on a few sectors, media, communications, and business services.
Cool.
So
how big are you? What's the typical deal?
We're a $400 million fund.
Okay.
We typically invest anywhere from $15 to $40 million in a given company or a given opportunity. And in certain cases, like with Engage, I say opportunity because we'll start a little bit smaller,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll invest over time and make a series of acquisitions to fulfill a vision or an investment thesis.
So but ultimately, Stan, we usually did Stan find you, or did you find Stan?
So Stan was introduced to us at the beginning of 2006.
That long ago.
No, it was about, you know, a little over a year and a half ago.
Wow. Okay. And introduced to you by who?
Well, I believe it was by Linda Gridley, who's a very highly regarded banker in the marketing services world.
Okay.
Who sent Stan our way, knew that we were hunting for opportunities, investment opportunities in the industries that Stan has, you know, made an incredibly successful career in,
yeah.
and thought that we might be able to form a partnership, which...
See, that's that networking thing. An awful lot of the people who listen to this program, I got to tell you, they get so lost in implementation of their business, they stop doing some of that, let the word out, I'm always looking, and maybe Linda wouldn't have said, you know what, I think Stan's got an idea, you probably should talk to him. I'm just trying to kind of kibitz a little bit here and stick that in. You know,
sure.
Some other person in the universe put you together. It wasn't like Stan sat down and was saying, all right, I'm looking for venture capital. Somebody else helped it happen, yes?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that was helped by the fact that Stan's vision and his goals for putting together a new next-generation marketing solutions agency were very similar to the kinds of investments Halyard was making and was looking to make. And
gotcha.
People like Linda knew that. So
Since I'm an intermediary, I deal with a lot of private equity funds and venture capitalists. And I have to tell you, Jonathan, I don't think it's just you and Robert. I have talked to Robert Nolan. But you're so excited. Most of the VCs that I deal with, I mean, yes, they do the due diligence, et cetera, and they may be making money, but they don't have the excitement in their voice that you guys have about Engage. Why are you so excited about this thing? What is it? Tell us what you're creating with Stan. And Stan, you're going to have to help. I'm going to start with Jonathan, and then I'm going to ask you, what is Engage? What are you talking about?
Sure. Well, look, we're absolutely thrilled about it, and we think we're just at the beginning of something novel and that's going to be, we're going to change the landscape and hopefully be profitable for everyone involved.
What are you actually doing?
And I'll just say quickly, what's exciting is obviously working with one of the founding fathers of the direct marketing industry.
Yep.
I mean, Stan is a legend in his sector, and
yep.
so that brings credibility and perspective, and the vision he spoke about really resonated with Halyard's vision, which is that the ad, and we're not the first to figure this out, of course, but you know, advertising dollars are flowing away from broad reach media and increasingly into more targeted niche means of communicating with enthusiast groups and with consumers.
Oh yeah.
And you know, more and more is the internet proving to be the biggest beneficiary of that trend. And
yep.
Advertisers are no longer accepting the fact that a lot of their spend cannot be accounted for. They
right.
they want to know the return on that investment. And
so what
is
Engage? Is it a different kind of agency?
It is.
Are you acquiring companies? What is it?
Al Duner, if I may
yes,
break
Stan,
in here.
Tell us, what is Engage?
Engage is dedicated to creating a new marketing enterprise that is focused on the key disciplines clients need today. But what's really different about Engage is that we are going out and talking with, we've talked with over 100 different independents who are out there in these specialized disciplines that have suddenly become so important to
yes.
marketers. And they are these 5 million to 30 million companies that you're talking about
yes.
that have reached that point where they're not sure how to grow exponentially any longer.
Well, they need to call me, but I'll just stick that in.
Okay. Now, what if you could talk to them and say, look, we want you not just to sell your company.
Mm-hmm.
What if you could join a new enterprise
mm-hmm.
where you retain that love for what you're doing,
yes.
the strong passion for your own state-of-the-art expertise in your discipline, and become an entrepreneur again because you'll retain 20 or 30% of what you were given for the company.
Oh, now wait a minute. Okay, now let's play with this, because ownership, I've seen this before. Now, Stan, help me with this. Sometimes when somebody gets approached with that, they go, wait a minute, if I were going to, you know, be bought out, usually the idea is I get to go away. So how do you get these baby boomers that are successful to want to stay and play?
Thank you. I don't get them to want to stay. We are looking for those who want to stay.
There's one of the differences in your model.
Yep. It's a self-defining solution. So
you're not acquiring companies where the guy is saying, I've had it, I want to sell out, somebody else take over. You don't want them.
Not only that, we're only, and we don't even use the word acquiring. We're asking members to join our consortium.
Okay. So you're looking for the people who are enthusiastic, still love the industry. They might have hit a plateau and they're not getting bigger. They might not be getting as big as they could if they were part of something larger.
Not only that, but they have already proven themselves in their discipline. They, at $5 million to $30 million revenue, are working for some top brand name clients who have turned to them for projects, not AOR relationships, advertising of record relationships, but rather to do what they do in a special way.
So you're looking for the premier that would be able to leverage the scale that you guys would bring with the money and with each other for you to be a real killer agency, right?
Absolutely. So that we then put together an executive committee, which are these owners who are coming together from data-driven businesses that are interactive on the web.
Yeah. Years ago there was one of my clients was a group of people that were in systems integration, okay, not advertising, and they did the same thing. They found the premier, okay, companies that really were the best in their marketplace combined. I think they had up to like 36 of them. And they created U.S. Connect, and they were the best, absolute best. And they were starting to really scare some of the big companies out there that were not thinking that little guys could combine and become bigger than, you know, the Fortune 500. How big is Engage now since you've started to do this?
And we came up with a name, Engage.
Oh, I like the name. And it says how you work, and it says how you treat your clients.
Exactly. Because what this is about is optimizing the power of brand and customer engagement for our clients.
And each other. You're optimizing resources. You're optimizing the clients. You're optimizing, you know, in technology. Yes? Am I getting it? So the title, Engage, is a very... Are you still engaged? Are you still engaged in the marketplace? Are you still engaged mentally? Are you still engaged with, you know, your money? Are you still engaged with trying to do something in the future? Then maybe you could fit this model. If you're coasting, if you're ready to get out, if you want to do it the old way, you wouldn't fit this, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love the name because it's a positioning statement.
And
did anybody learn anything about that listening to it? Okay, now we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and get specific about now how, logistically, how did you grow this thing quickly? Okay?
Good.
Guys, I'll be right back.
Okay.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONA. 888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Is your job heavenly or closer to hell on earth? Maybe it's time you stop waiting on employers to make you satisfied and learn how to recognize your own career contentment. Jeff Garten and his expert guests show you how every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific when you tune into Career Contentment Radio on the Voice America Business Radio Network. Contentment is yours to control and easier to achieve than happiness or satisfaction.
Small business owners, do you want answers to your most pressing financial concerns? Do you want to stop stressing about money and finally understand how to create wealth? Let Elizabeth Potts Weinstein and the Wealth Spa Radio Show answer your most pressing financial and legal questions about your small business and help you achieve business success and the lifestyle of your dreams easier and faster than you could imagine. The Wealth Spa Radio Show broadcasts live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Radio Network.
The Bottom Line in Business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the program. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. And to remind you, today we are talking about reading a market. Now in this case, it was reading the advertising direct marketing market. And looking at your own strengths, and Stan Rapp certainly had those. He's stellar, had already accomplished a great deal. But the biggest thing he had is a vision that of something being better. He was centered in wanting to do something at a higher level. It was not just about winning $20 million, $50 million, $100 million. It was well past that type of vanity. Okay? That's the second thing you learn from him. The third thing is that you look for complementary skills. And you look for people that can also get excited in your vision. Sometimes that comes in the form of the venture capitalist. In the case of Stan Rapp, he found, you know, a couple people put them together, but they found Halyard Capital. And the gentleman that's on the line with us today representing Halyard Capital is Jonathan Barnes. And what they did is they created an entity called Engage. Now, I want to spell that. E-N-G-A-U-G-E. Now, the concept of this, if you're listening, you can get. What we're looking for is premier, the specialists that are excited about the industry still, but if they could leverage the other premier companies that have complementary talent, you could get large fast. It would have an economy of scale that is not achievable just on your own, you know, lost trying to compete against the big guys, but you have the advantage of you're not one of the big behemoths trying to figure out how to get your bureaucracy to make decisions. You get it? So it helps entrepreneurs make decisions quicker because they complement each other. So I love the name because Engage is about engaging with the market in a better, more complementary way. It is engaging with each other as entrepreneurs. It's engaging with each other with the owners of the business and the venture capitalists. Guys, am I getting it?
Yep.
I'd love to add one other thing, Aldana, which is that obviously the GAUGE is about gauging the results,
yes,
or measuring the results,
oh, yes,
of the campaign, or the programs you run for your clients. So.
Now, let's make sure we know that everybody knows that in a very short period of time, they're already at $40 million, okay? Nice profit. Well, we won't be too specific about the profit. You know how venture capitalists are. They don't want to do that. Too loud. 200 employees, 4 offices. And the whole point of this is, you're listening to this, if either you as a listener and you're in this industry, screen yourself and think, is this a way you could leverage to be part of this journey? Or is the advertising or the direct marketing agency that you're working with, when you yawn or you feel like it's you're wasting their money or you feel like you're just not getting that oomph, you're not getting that direct interaction, you might want to talk to these people about, do you fit the profile? So I want some contact information before I go to another point here. Now, let me start with Stan. Stan Rapp, how do they reach Engage? How would somebody reach you or the company?
That's easy. The address is srapp@engage.com, engauge.com.
And that's because you're the chairman of the board, correct?
Yeah, I'm chairman of the board, and I will direct them to the right person to talk to at Engage.
And I'm sure you're part of the screening of if whether or not an agency, you know, has the kind of reputation and talent that they're going to be worth your time to be interviewed, correct?
Absolutely, but of course they will very soon meet our CEO, Rick Millenthal,
right.
And they will meet Bruce Etroff, who is our partner at
You have a lot of backup. You're not going to be just dealing with Stan. And then, Jonathan, there are companies out there who are looking for venture capitalists who don't just have money, but who can actually get psyched like you guys do, who can get the vision and have, you know, enthusiasm, not just, where's the next dollar? And I'm going to sit on the board and I'm going to tell you what to do. I don't know if you realize that that's one of your attributes, but it's coming across clearly to me in the rehearsal and in the show. So how would people reach Halyard?
Well, I think for any Engage-related questions, I think I could be the point of contact, which would be jbarnes, J-B-A-R-N-E-S, at halyard.com, H-A-L-Y-A-R-D.
And people should also talk to you about other deals, not just Engage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very polite
and
related to that. But the truth is, people need to have VCs and private investment companies where they have a live body and not just money. I will put that in, even if you didn't. Okay? It matters. I'm searching for some money for a couple of very exciting deals. I want to put one in front of you when we're off the phone. Remind me, Jonathan, you and I need to talk because there is something... a deal that was given to me to shop, and I want to put it in front of you because I think you might want to play.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Now, when you listen to what people have been talking about here, if they've gotten to $40 million, how big do you think this thing's going to be?
Well, we'd like to grow organically as well as through acquisition. Once we get the four or five key disciplines in place that clients need today, maybe we'll be at 60 or 70 million, and then we'd like to see that grow certainly to 100 million before very long, and who knows how far beyond that.
And if you haven't read Thompson's book on Blueprint to a Billion, read it. Even Stan, I mean, I know you probably read everything out there, but if you haven't read that, you know, that pivot point of getting past the 50 million mark quickly really matters. And the seven key essentials to, like, you know, really being able to do that. So, I mean, you're already at the 40 million mark. That the behaviors of what it would take. I'd kind of recommend that you, if you're screening some of these companies, and have them read that to kind of screen themselves. Are they doing the seven essential things to become part of a billion-dollar operation? It'll help them know if they're ready for you. It'll help them know if they want it. It'll help you know if you want them. Really screen. You know which book I'm talking about?
We are. Yes, I know the book, and I think it's well worth reading.
Okay. And I think it'll help you guys all the way around.
Yeah.
You know, related to let's see. You know, if somebody's interested in playing in this new model, if they're thinking big enough, you know.
Say that again. I'm not sure.
Well, I think if they are looking at that type of book or in looking at the seven essentials of how to be, you know, a billion-dollar business, if they can't relate to that type of thing, then they're thinking too small. They might not be ready to be on this journey with you to get really large fast.
There's no limit to our growth.
No.
Exponential is what we're interested in.
Exactly right.
But growth only because we are solving what the client need solved today,
right.
And growth brings you the people, brings you the talent
exactly
that you need to keep finding, staying on the cutting edge. Today, things have never moved this fast. The pace of change is unbelievable.
And I knew we would run out of time, but you just did the wonderful close for me. Stan, I'm wishing you so well. It's fabulous, Jonathan. Hallelujah for you, to coming together. This is going to work. I'm excited for you guys. And the audience, play this show again. Listen to it again. The subtleties and why they're excited and the sequence of what they're doing. Can you model it? My wish for you, as it is every week, is for accelerated growth with sustained profitability. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, signing out.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into The Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of The Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.